Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, author Micah Van Hus shares some exciting details about our upcoming Mysteries of the Bibleverse event. First, though, I want to encourage you to help us finish an important project. The construction of our brand new television studio is complete, thanks to the generosity of many of you. Now we need to put the equipment inside. Cameras, lights, and microphones all need to be purchased and installed. Would you please help us finish this important project? When finished, we'll be able to relaunch the weekly Prophecy in the News television program and begin to film brand new programs that will highlight Bible prophecy, biblical mysteries, and much more. Your tax-deductible gift will help us get the equipment we need to finish the TV studio and begin to produce these needed Bible-based programs. Please, help today. You can give your gift when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can give at our website, swrc.com. Thank you for your gift to this important project. We are so close to finishing the television studio, we can start filming these needed new programs with your prayers and financial support. Please give today to the TV Studio Project. 1-800-652-1144. Here is today's host, Director of Affirm Apologetics, Clayton Van Hus.
We're so glad that you joined us on the program today. I'm your host, Clayton Van Hus, Director of Affirm, the Apologetics Branch of Southwest Radio Ministries, and I am joined today by a very special guest in the studio, very special to me, my brother, Micah Van Hus. Micah, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, bro. Good to be on and good to talk about awesome topics.
That's right. So for those of you who are new to the program, Micah is the director of Marginal Mysteries. Micah, would you explain to us what Marginal Mysteries is?
Absolutely. It's a division here at Southwest Radio Ministries where we look at God's awesome creation from a biblical perspective. And at Marginal Mysteries, we are not afraid to ask any questions. There's all kinds of questions that a Christian can be asked, and there's a lot of them Christians need to be able to at least give some sort of an answer to. Off the top of my head, how does a Christian explain carnivorous Tyrannosaurus rex and sharks in a creation where God created all beasts to be herbivores? These are important questions that, you know, a Christian may get asked one day. All kinds of questions. We're not afraid to ask any question, and we try to answer them, and we do it from a biblical perspective.
That's one of the cool things about Marginal Mysteries, is that you get to ask the questions that your Sunday school teacher maybe was afraid to answer. And sometimes we know the answer or we don't. I think that this is a valuable ministry that brings so much to the table, that gives us an opportunity to talk, to explore, to speculate, to learn. I like that you're doing this. Micah, you're doing something really cool. You've got an event coming up June 7th and 8th in Cincinnati, Ohio, called Mysteries of the Bibleverse. That is a really cool title there. What is this event?
Thank you for calling it cool. So coming up in less than a month now, we do have the Mysteries of the Bibleverse event, June 7th and 8th in Cincinnati, Ohio, where we are going to be talking about the topics, as Clayton said, that your Sunday school teacher didn't talk about. We're going to try to answer all kinds of questions like, what were the giants in Scripture? Did God create violent carnivorous dinosaurs? Are UFOs real? Are we alone in the universe? What is the Council of Elohim? We're going to be talking about secret societies, but it's not just me. Clayton, of course, will be over in Israel catching his bride to bring her home and marry her, I think. But at the Mysteries of the Bibleverse, we have a number of speakers from Derek Gilbert, Rudy Landa, Michael Hoggard, Greg Patton, Mac Dominic, Josh Davis, and myself. And we are going to be speaking about these mysterious topics. We'll go through a number of these titles. That's one thing I want to accomplish today, is tell you what these speakers are going to be talking about. Derek Gilbert has two topics. He's our keynote on Saturday, and he'll also be speaking on Friday. He is speaking about giants in the Bible and why they matter. He's also speaking about unmasking Lucifer, the fallen angel, more dangerous than Satan. And there's a lot of folks really looking forward to what he's going to be talking about there. Michael Hoggard is the UFO pastor. You've heard him on this program a number of times. Michael's a good friend. He will be speaking on spirit realm UFOs and sightings of the spirit realm.
Yeah, so can we take just a moment and talk about this? These are topics that, you know, sometimes we see on like the History Channel or some of the... It's sad that we have to call the History Channel kind of a fringe thing now.
Yeah.
Where we have, oh, I don't know, ancient aliens or whatever. And these are topics that a lot of Christians shy away from because, you know, we're good with the supernatural. But when it comes to the paranormal, we shirk away from that. And because the Bible, whether it speaks on it, I guess we'll find out, but we don't have clear answers like what's going on. If somebody is talking about spirit realm UFOs or sightings of the spirit realm, how do we tackle these sorts of things as Christians?
It really depends on the other question is, are these things we are seeing in the news, UFOs and little gray men, are these truly other created beings from another planet, or are they from the spiritual realm? Are they demonic? Are they fallen angels? And of course, folks who do follow Marginal Mysteries may have seen my video about the Las Vegas aliens. That was about 2 months ago. And there's a little bit of recording that people kept calling a hoax, but actually some forensics this week came out in the news and said that these are actually not edited videos. And one of them actually shows one of the very tall aliens as a shadow in the very corner of the camera, almost ethereal, as if he is in the spirit realm and in the physical realm partially. So some fascinating stuff on the UFOs. But again, it depends on if they're, you know, are they created beings? Or are they spiritual beings from the spiritual realm?
I think this is interesting because I think Marginal Mysteries covers, as we talked, important topics that are hard to talk about in other ways. We live in a time of confusion. There is a lot of spiritual confusion out there. There are a lot of questions. We have information, disinformation. With my work in archaeology, we have to, everything has to be documented, and we try to line things up, and sometimes, you know, you get questions that you can't answer because you don't know. And so when you step into a lot of the topics you cover, you're on new ground. You're you're in uncharted waters. And so you're trying to bring some organization to the chaos, trying to look at it under that lens of scripture in this created universe with a creator who loves us and has a design. So that's interesting. Who else is going to be speaking?
So we also have speaking Rudy Landa. Rudy Landa is a filmmaker. If you have seen or heard of the Angels and Giants DVD, that is Rudy Landa who did that DVD. He is going to be speaking. He's our keynote speaker on Friday. He will be speaking on Nephilim and why it matters today. And he will also be speaking on Angels and Giants. You know, when you start to talk about these things, you know, I've spoken with Rudy. He's been on the program here. When you start talking about the marginal mysteries and the things that it is hard to answer these questions, and something's not a mystery unless it's hard to answer or unless we don't have the clear answer. And so, you know, when it comes to these topics at Marginal Mysteries, we always say the most important point of history and scripture of God's creation is the story of Jesus Christ.
Right.
So while it is awesome to study all these things in the margins, all these things on the weird side, for some of us, it's interesting to study. Don't lose sight of the fact of the point of it all. So while we don't have a ton of information about what Ezekiel chapter 1 is talking about, though we don't have a ton of, and that's what some people call the spaceship, some people call God's throne room, different theories on that. When we talk about the giants, I think we have a lot more information about the giants than we do most of the other mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
But when we start talking about this stuff, it's all for naught if someone doesn't know Christ as their personal savior. Now, I do think it's important to study this stuff because God says, Jesus himself says, that his return comes as a thief in the night and to be ready for his return.
Yeah.
And he also says that at the coming of the Son of Man, it will be as it was in the days of Noah. So how can we know what the return of Christ or the coming of the Son of Man will be unless we know what it was like in the days of Noah? And, you know, that's okay if folks brush that off, but go back and read Genesis chapter 6, and you'll understand some of the questions that we're bringing up here about the giants, the fallen angels, the genetic makeup of Noah and his family, why God destroyed these animals. And of course, that leads into the question of, we talked about earlier, did God create violent carnivorous dinosaurs? There is the theory that I propose in my book, The Earth As It Was, that the Nephilim had corrupted Elohim's creation, and the Nephilim actually created carnivorous dinosaurs, sharks, things that became carnivores after the perfect creation in Genesis chapter 1. I'm not saying that's what's happened, but it is a theory, and it makes sense in some areas. First of all, another backup for this idea is when Noah is commanded to take animals onto the ark. God tells him to take clean and unclean animals in certain circumstances. And, you know, everybody, you know, we kind of assume that this is Levitical law, you know. I mean, a pig is unclean, the cloven hoof, choose their cut, etc. But actually, this was 1,800 years before the Levitical law. So what did God mean when he told Noah to take unclean animals on the ark? Were these unclean animals, animals that had been corrupted by the Nephilim? It leads us into all kinds of questions, stuff that I love to study. Obviously, I know you like to study this kind of stuff. But also, not just Rudy Landa, we also have Mac Dominic speaking at the conference.
Well, now, before we get to Mac Dominic.
What are your thoughts?
Can you tell us, give us a commercial, if you will, for the conference. Tell us what it is, where it is, how to attend, that sort of thing.
So the Mysteries of the Bible Verse event, it is June 7th and 8th. We are less than a month away. It is in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we're going to be talking with all of these speakers about these topics in the margins and praising Christ. Now, we chose Cincinnati, Ohio. There's all kinds of attractions around Cincinnati, Ohio. People can go watch baseball games. They can go visit the Ark Encounter, Creation Museum. So make it a family event. This is on the weekend, so your kids are out of school. Stop by the Mysteries of the Bible Verse Conference. Go to, you know, see some of the other attractions in the area, the Ark Encounter. But if folks want to register for the Mysteries of the Bible Verse event, which you will have to register if you want to go, you can go to marginalmysteries.com, marginalmysteries.com. It's on the homepage, the registration link. Or you can do what you normally do with the program and call Southwest Radio Ministries or visit Southwest's website, swrc.com, swrc.com. Or you can call like you normally do to Southwest at 800-652-1144. That's 800-652-1144. Come on out to the Mysteries of the Bible Verse and hear Derek Gilbert, Rudy Landa, Michael Hoggard, Greg Patton, Mac Dominic, Josh Davis, and Micah Van Hus speaking about the topics that your Sunday school teacher didn't talk about.
Very interesting. So I remember before either one of us worked with Southwest Radio Ministries, we had a pastor who called it sanctified speculation, where we would sit up late at night talking about the mysteries, the unknown things, and how do they fit into the Bible. So a speaker who's really good at that, and you mentioned his name, is Mac Dominic. I really enjoy listening to him talk. We've had some good conversations, but also just to sit down at a conference at an event like this and listen to his presentations has been fascinating. Hmm. Tell me what he's doing there.
So Mac Dominic, I met him at our Columbus, Ohio conference, and I was in the middle of writing, towards the end of writing my Secret Societies book. And our first conversation was on DVD. Now it's on DVD, but it was recorded. And he was talking about what he was working on, and it's all about Nimrod and the world after the flood and what Nimrod did to corrupt God's newly cleansed world after the flood. And that was exactly what I was talking about with Secret Societies. And so Mac Dominic is an excellent resource. He is going to be speaking on Jesus and the Spirits of the Watchers, which is, of course, I haven't heard him give the presentation, but I'm assuming it's about what we talked about, the fallen angels and that Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 8, that likely ruled the nations after Nimrod's corruption at the Tower of Babel. So Jesus and the Spirits of the Watchers is that presentation. He is also giving another presentation, Jesus the Gatekeeper, which also ties into the secret societies and Nimrod. And I believe, after talking to him a couple months ago, I believe that this one's also about Jesus going down into the abyss after Jesus dies on the cross. When his body is in the grave, those 3 days, his spirit goes down into the abyss and he takes the keys to paradise from some of the watchers down there, some of the angels, fallen angels, something like that. And he goes and he takes the people out of paradise to heaven or something. I know it's that's kind of the theme.
He's leading. Yeah. There are so many questions. Like, what did Jesus do during those days that he was in the grave, that his body was in the grave? What did Jesus do during those days? So if he's going to address that topic, that sounds something like something that would just be very much worth hearing. He's a, I've found that when he speaks, he's well researched. He's wanting to honor the Lord, very biblically sound.
And if folks want to look that up in scripture, that is what we're talking about with Jesus' body in the grave for 3 days and Jesus' spirit doing stuff on the earth. That is a number of places in scripture, but the one we're specifically referencing is 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18, 19, and 20. This is one of the portions in scripture that I believe gives the book of Enoch a lot of legitimacy, because this portion of scripture backs up what the book of Enoch is telling us, though I don't take the book of Enoch as inspired scripture, but it is a portion that gives it some validity. So Mac Dominic speaking on those things, Josh Davis, he is the staff evangelist for Southwest Radio Ministries. He is speaking on a topic, AI extinction level event is imminent.
Sure.
So with what he studies about, I sit in an office with him and we talk about all kinds of things. But he's really talking about what the world is coming to right now as it relates to the end times. And so he will be speaking on AI extinction level event is imminent. Also, Greg Patton, many folks who follow us here at Southwest Radio Ministries know Greg well.
Yes.
Greg has been dealing with demon-possessed people for over 40 years and trying to help these folks. It wasn't by choice. He was thrown into this,
right,
and he is trying to help people. So Greg is doing a wonderful thing. Anyway, he will be speaking on the topic, At War with Demons. I've heard Greg speak a number of times, never on this specific presentation.
Yeah.
His latest book, Invisible War on the Saints, deals with the demonic realm. He will be speaking on that. And then I will be...
Yes, I'm interested. What are you speaking on, Micah?
So my two presentations on Friday, I will be speaking on the earth as it was, my biblically based speculation about the dinosaurs, creation, the firmament, the layer of water that likely encapsulated the earth before the flood of Noah, the giants, the watchers, and what they did to corrupt Elohim's creation. Is there evidence of dinosaurs living after the flood? Are there still dinosaurs alive today? All kinds of interesting questions we talk about in the earth as it was. Also, some of the stories of dinosaurs, even up into the 1900s.
Right.
The Buru in the Himalayan mountains, multiple tribes talked about the Buru dinosaur, and the last confirmed, when we say confirmed, the last sighting they mention as having seen the Buru was in 1947.
Hmm.
So, you know, we know as Christians that God created man and dinosaur on the same day, the sixth day of creation. So we're talking about that. And then on Saturday, I'll be talking about my latest book, Secret Societies, Blood Never Sleeps. I really enjoy giving that presentation too. That's my latest book. We talk about the origin of secret societies, what the secret societies are trying to accomplish in Elohim's creation. Basically, we bring it to the end time scenario, what the secret societies are doing right now and how it relates to the book of Revelation and what's going on. So make sure that if you get the hankering or if God leads you, you come on out to the Mysteries of the Bible Verse Conference, less than a month away, June 7th and 8th in Cincinnati, Ohio. Register at marginalmysteries.com, marginalmysteries.com, or call Southwest Radio Ministries at 800-652-1144. 800-652-1144. Now, again, we have a number of speakers at the Mysteries of the Bibleverse. Come here, Derek Gilbert, Rudy Landa, Michael Hoggard, Greg Patton, Mac Dominic, Josh Davis, and myself, Micah Van Hus, to talk about the topics that your Sunday school teacher didn't talk about.
So I want to know something. You talked about a VIP package earlier today. What is the V? Because you showed me some cool stuff. So if I do the VIP package, What do I get?
I'm not going to tell you because one of them is a special gift.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what you get other than the special gift.
Okay.
We're giving away, it's listed on the website when you go to register if you get the regular package or the VIP package. But the VIP package includes a t-shirt that we have at Southwest Radio Ministries. I believe it's the Marginal Mysteries t-shirt, which is my logo for Marginal Mysteries. A special gift, which I showed Clayton and Matthew today, is pretty cool. Also, you get attend a Q&A with all the speakers and some one-on-one time with the speakers at a special gathering. So you got your option of VIP package or regular. Also, children 12 and under are free if they're accompanied. Don't drop them off as a babysit. But if you want to bring children 12 and under to the Mysteries of the Bibleverse, they will get in free.
Oh, that is great. So one more time, how do we register? Where do we go? What is it? What's going on?
The Mysteries of the Bibleverse, less than a month away, June 7th and 8th in Cincinnati, Ohio. You can register at marginalmysteries.com, marginalmysteries.com, or call Southwest Radio Ministries at 800-652-1144, 800-652-1144.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Micah, and thank you to our listeners for joining. We hope to see you there at the Mysteries of the Bibleverse, June 7th and 8th in Cincinnati, Ohio.
I hope you and your family are making plans to join us this summer for the Mysteries of the Bibleverse event, June 7th and 8th in Cincinnati. The lineup of speakers is amazing, and the topics covered will be out of this world. Don't miss the premier event of 2024. For a complete listing of speakers and topics and a link to special hotel rates, visit the events page of our website, swrc.com. Giants, UFOs, dragons, demons, secret societies, topics your Sunday school teacher didn't talk about will all be covered at the Mysteries of the Bibleverse event, June 7th and 8th. Registration is now open with a limited number of VIP packages still available. Visit the events page of our website. Best-selling author Greg Patton is here with some wisdom and wit for your day as you and I are living in today's world.
You know, one of the problems that we Christians have, especially, I think, oftentimes in the leadership role, you're the pastor, you're the senior pastor, and we could plug in several things here. I've met a lot of great preachers, evangelists, university presidents, etc. One of the problems is one of the things we deal with in the area of the invisible war on the saints, and that is pride. Pride that can just ruin your life, your ministry. I recall many years ago, I was just not quite dry behind the ears yet. I was out ministering in evangelism, got invited to a meeting with Dr. Moody down in the southern Indiana. It was a great time, but I wasn't with him very long when he started talking about health, and I'd had a couple of issues, I don't know what they were, and he said he had never been sick a day in his life. I thought he was kidding at first, and I said, are you serious? No, everything, I can eat anything, I can do anything, and no problem. I said, well, that is truly remarkable, sir. I usually have a pretty good time with preachers. We bond rather quickly for the most part, and this was the case with this brother as well. I really liked him. After I preached that Sunday morning, we headed to one of the smorgasbords there in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I thought he looked different when we got there. Matter of fact, he had talked about being so hungry, but when we got there, he wasn't hungry at all, he said. A couple of times he got up, and I thought, wow, here I am with his wife and her mother, so the three of us carried on a conversation. He was gone one time for quite a while. He got back, and he sat there and watched us eat, and he said, everybody through? Time to go? I said, well, I'm ready if y'all are, so we headed out. Got on the interstate 65. Oh boy, we were rolling along, and I peeked over at him. He let me sit up in the passenger seat up there with him, and I looked over a couple of times. He looked really peaked, and all of a sudden he takes that car, swerves to the left, goes down into the median of the interstate. His wife screaming, what in the world are you doing? He said, I'm going to try to keep from embarrassing myself, and he jumped out of the car, and wow, was that brother sick right there for all to see, including this preacher he had told only hours before that he never ever got sick. You got to be careful, brothers and sisters. I've experienced it with a number of people, and hey, I experienced it myself. When I got saved, I've had a lifelong career, radio and television. I can do stuff in my sleep. I felt so good when God saved me that, boy, he must have some big plans for me in radio and television. It has been phenomenal. And of course, right here at Southwest Radio Church, what a blessing it is to be able to go on the radio and share stories of living in today's world. What a blessing it is to travel around the country with that very exciting, very good Southwest team and the ministry that they have throughout this nation. What a thrill. When did it happen? When I asked God's forgiveness, got on track, realized that I am nobody, that he is everything. And God, if you could use me in some small way in the future, here am I, send me. I wonder how many listening today would say, that's my story too, Greg. You know what? I think it's probably repeated again and again. So many of these stories you never hear, but I think they're important for us to realize. We're all on the same boat, and sometimes things like this happen. You're very talented, and somehow you think it's you. It's not. If Sunday in your church, God were to, in the person of Jesus Christ, were to walk into your church auditorium, come down the aisle to where you're seated, have you stand, you and Jesus looking eyeball to eyeball, and he were to ask you, how is it between me and thee? What would you say? Are you humble, my friend, or are you proud? Whatever gifts you have, whatever talents you have, they are bestowed on you by Almighty God, and all of it can be taken away in the wink of an eye. Praise God if you're saved today. Praise God if he's using you in some small way or some big way. Remember, no matter what state I'm in, the question should be, God, how can I honor and glorify you? Praise the Lord, beloved.
A great resource that will supplement today's discussion is Micah Van Hus's brand new book, Secret Societies. This groundbreaking book will answer the questions, where did secret societies originate? What role do they play in the end times? Join Micah as he takes a look at the secret societies that have shaped our world today. Secret Societies by Micah Van Hus. Order today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. And make sure you register for our upcoming Mysteries of the Bible Verse event, June 7th and 8th in Cincinnati. Visit the events page of our website for all the details, swrc.com, or simply call 1-800-652-1144. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday, ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. Head into the weekend with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.